minhag we learn after Mincha during Elul's Erchas Chayim HaRosh. Some yeshivas have a minhag kelim. They used to start Erchas Chayim HaRosh, which is divided into seven parts. They would learn one part each day. They had a nigan. I think in Lakewood, the Chabur was closed every day after Shacharis. They go through each day's members. So the Rosh wrote, apparently for himself, he wrote, this is written by the Rosh, he wrote a list of different Kabbalahs, different things which he felt were significant. So we've been doing now for I don't know how many years already, the whole thing, Ois Kuf Gimel. We've been learning an Ois Atul per day for Elul, and that takes us to where we're holding right now. So for those of you who don't remember from last year, an Ois Kuf Beis, he said that a person should seek out a Chavar Neman and do whatever it takes to acquire for yourself a Chavar Neman. You should be kind of Chavar Neman. And the lashon of Kenei Lecha cover, as the Mishnah says, and obviously pointed out that it means even if it's going to cost you money, even if you're going to have to invest in it, it's worth it. So that was he said in Reis Kuf Beis. Now Reis Kuf Gimel, he says, however, whatever means you're going to take to make sure that you have this cover, it's important to have chaverim, and the significance of having chaverim. You shouldn't fool him that you really care about him and you're interested in him, etc. And it's not true. You shouldn't flatter him. You shouldn't be using language. You shouldn't have two hearts. You have the real heart inside of you, what you really feel, and you're giving across the message that you care, etc., when you really don't. So what we're saying, what the Rosh is saying, that do not hijack the idea of having a chaver neman, which is, and being a chaver neman, the importance of having a chaver, which we said is so significant to the point that you're going to have to do whatever it takes, but there's a limit. You can't do this. And the reason why you can't do this is because this is this is an inherent spirit to the whole idea of being a chaver. A chaver neman is that I do care about you. A chaver neman is that I'm there for you. A chaver neman is so I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make that happen, except for nothing. I can't be a chaver neman. So the problem with chanif is it's one of the four kitas which are not makabel panishkin. Those are the chazal say four groups of people which are not makabel panishkin. One of them is a chanif, person who flatters other people. I mean, so you know we listen to someone and we say it makes sense to us. Lashon hara, we know how terrible lashon hara is. So mesapel lashon hara, can't go to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay. Shakronim, Kodesh Baruch Hu is emes, this person is a shakron, can't go to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we understand that. Chanif is, you know, it's a form of shaker, good, so we already said shakronim. But there's something wrong inherently with chanifis. So I mentioned once, a machshava I heard from one of my reshivas, the Shiva Isaac Osman, which I have before Shlomo. So the reshiva of Isaac said that there's an issue in the Torah. He presented such a concept. There's an issue in the Torah called Mechir Kalev. Mechir Kalev is that if I would exchange a Kalev for an animal, if I have a Kalev, I have a dog, and you have an animal, I need an animal, and you need a dog, so we trade my dog for your sheep. So now I have a sheep, which is given, I receive this sheep in exchange for a dog. I cannot bring a korban from that animal. I cannot use that animal for a korban. So what's so terrible with, you know, a caleb is so bad, and not only, obviously, you can't bring a caleb to Corbin, but anything which smells of a caleb, it's the exchange for a caleb is also possible for a Corbin. And the Torah calls it to Ava. Right? So you can't use Matir caleb. What's so terrible about a caleb? Dog is man's best friend. Dog is loyal. Dog has many, many, many good things about dogs. What's wrong with a dog? So he said, the worst thing that there is in the Torah, the Te'eva of the Torah is, when you take something which is good and use it for bad. Loyalty is a phenomenal thing. It's a very important thing. It's a significant thing. But when you take loyalty, you use loyalty to the extent that when the master says, attack, and you name, and you kill, you've taken something which is toy, and use it for ra, that person says, that I can't accept. That I'm not going to keep away from you. So the kayach of a caleb is to take toiv and use it for ra. It's loyal to the extent that it will do ra with it. That's a toiv. So nefesh is a terrible thing. Right. The one third Ha'orah. The problem with Lashon Hara, is I'm creating Ra for somebody else. True. Some Lashon Hara is much more than that. It's a misuse, it's a misappropriation for the purpose of what speech is for. The Russian gave us a mouth that a person could use the Karech of Dibur to make people feel good. He could use the Karech of Dibur to make people help people. That's why we have a Karech to speak. To do something good with it. And to take that and use it for something bad is ridiculous. How can you do such a thing? I once had this order. I was standing in the courtroom and tell the Shiva a little bit different than the setup we have over here. And in the Beis Medrash, there's no soda machine, and there's no candy machine, there's no coffee machine, there's no nothing. There's no phone. There's just a Beis Medrash and soda. So I stand in the courtroom, and the idea of drinking during Seder or eating during Seder just, you know, didn't exist. Standing in the courtroom, I don't know how many years ago, and the Baruch went to Seder, the little Seder, he went back to the dorm, and he got an orange, he came back, and he and his cousin met in the courtroom, and they shared an orange. So the two guys standing in the courtroom, sharing an orange, which was quite uncommon, right? So I happened to be walking by the coat room then, and there's an older member of the Kerala there, walks by, and he says, "How's this? You went back to the dorm to get something. You didn't think only about yourself, you thought about your Hebrew soul." And the fellow's face lit up. The comment that, you know, this person gave him was a very positive comment, you know. So I think to myself, you know, there's three different responses which could have happened to this scenario. First scenario was, I walked by, I don't know why, he says, "No, a Seder, you're going to the dorm." That's first possibility. Second possibility, the guy can walk in and come and, you know, make some type of a joke. "Hey, you can get something from me?" You know, like, you know, ha. And the third possibility is what this person did. He made this guy feel good by saying, "Wow, you're such a nice guy, you went and got something for somebody else also." So the first one wouldn't accomplish anything. But the second one, it was a waste of an opportunity. It didn't seem bad. I said a joke. Right, he laughed, I laughed, everybody laughed, everybody's happy. But the third one was the person knew what to do with his mouth. The problem with Lashon Hara is that you missed the boat what a human being is for. You missed the boat what the speech is for. Speech is to communicate between two people and communicate something positive. Why communicate something negative? You don't get it. So the Russian created a phenomenal path of deeper and speech, and you're misappropriating for the wrong. The Russian says, I don't want to look at you. Stay away from me. Versus, I can't look at such a person. Kanifas is the same thing. Kanifas is even a step further. Here I am making the guy feel good, but it's not real. Here I am creating friendship, which is so important, the mile of having a chaver, like we spoke about, you know, last year, the mile of chaveris. The person needs chaverim, he grows with chaverim. It's important to have a chaver that you're willing to pay for it, whatever it is. And you have that, and you're using it for yourself at the end. It's totally self-serving. You're not focusing on the other person. So you took a mita toiva and you used it. You're totally off mark. You're totally off base. The difference between a child and an adult, a child thinks about himself. A child is born totally self-focused, self-centered. Right? He's hungry, so he cries. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, your mother's sleeping, your father's sleeping. He says, "I'm hungry." He says, "Tough luck at you, mommy and daddy. I'm hungry." Right? Kid wakes up in the middle of the night, he's a little older, he doesn't scream anymore, so he goes up and says, "Oh, listen to your bed." He's a little bit scared, so he needs a place to be safe. "You know, excuse me, I'm trying to sleep, you know?" No. "But I need a place to be safe." So he walks in. That's a child. The difference between a child and an adult, maturity is when I stop thinking about myself and start thinking about somebody else. And my focus is outward on other people, not on myself. It's not what I want, it's what can I do for you? How can I help you? So this person is stuck. He's stuck. He might look like an adult, right? Got the height, got the looks, right? But he's not an adult, he's a little kid still. He's all he cares about is himself. You're not in the world of, you know, little kids, it's interesting, they go through different stages of development of a child. You see the child when they play. The first level when they play, two kids are playing together. You're very young. This kid is sitting doing his thing, and this is doing his thing. That's for playing together. Your little kids are playing together. They're not playing together, they're playing with each one's playing with themselves. But they're together. The Rosh is saying, don't do that when you're 35 years old. Don't still be, it's one kid playing with himself, another kid playing with himself, and they're talking to each other, they're trying to like each other. I think it's wonderful and sweet, etc. But the bottom line is, he's by himself, and he's by himself. That's what the world of Chanis is. It's a terrible thing. Rosh created this phenomenal, beautiful medium of connecting with another human being, and you're misinterpreting to something else. Rosh says, stay away from that. If that's what you are, I can't deal with you. You can't come to my mitzvah. You're on the wrong planet. My planet, the world I created, is a world where people connect and they care and they use that ability to make somebody feel good because they care enough to make somebody feel good. And your world, that's the world that you're living in, that's not what's happening. Russia says, you're in the wrong world. I can't connect.